Thanks for joining me for this edition of The Arts. And I'm now at the City Gallery Prague's House at the Golden Ring, where works from 12 British artists are currently on show at an exhibition called Supernova Geometric Abstraction Reconsidered. The exhibition, which was prepared in cooperation with the British Council and runs until April the 30th, shows how contemporary art develops through time. Hence the name Supernova, which, in very simple terms, is a star that explodes and produces so much energy that it can lead to the creation of new stars. The author of the concept of this traveling exhibition is Caroline Douglas, who joins me now. If you could, please start off with a brief introduction.
Well, first of all, we're bringing a lot of very new art from Britain with this exhibition. The newest pieces are no more than 18 months, 2 years old. So it's always very exciting to be able to show people a real snapshot of some of the things that are going on in Britain today in the art world. If you like our old master, is a work by Gary Hume. The painting we have here is called Dolphin Painting 1, and it dates from a period in 1991 when he was doing a large series of paintings based on doors, and they're on panel using household gloss paint, and that in itself was quite noteworthy at the time, to be using a domestic material. The underpainting shows forms which are based on hospital doors, the round windows, the square hand plates, the kick plates at the bottom. There's a sort of an idea of a universally recognizable image.
I should explain what the music that we're hearing in the background is.
Okay, this is a film made by Sarah Morris called Capital. I've elected to show the works relating to Washington in this exhibition, hence they're all called Capital. The work's about networks of power. The grids in her paintings become sort of, make one think of networks of power, of influence, of maybe hidden networks. And particularly in political circles, there's always the idea of conspiracies. The Watergate complex features in this film as a kind of pointer to the kind of issues that she's addressing. The architecture that she chooses to represent in her paintings is not pure an architecture based on some sort of utopian ideology about making beautiful spaces for human beings to live in. There's none of that. It's an architecture which reflects commerce, which reflects an entirely commercial world. Those very shiny, shiny buildings that just reflect you back at them, the buildings put up by corporations to house their offices. But these works that we're standing in front of here, I'm very enthusiastic about. They're by an artist called Tony Swain, who is just starting to emerge. I mean, he's really possibly the person with the shortest art CV. So the work is very small scale, always, and typically he works using newspaper and paints on top of the newspaper, and there are elements of collage as well.
And why the fascination for newspapers?
Here it's very interesting because the way that he's spoken to me about the work or about approaching newspaper as a medium, as a support, he talks about it as a landscape, that he moves across the printed page and responds to it in a sort of in an almost unconscious way. So he's not responding to whatever the articles are. That's absolutely not to do with it. He may respond, as in this piece, to the typography. This actually says review upside down, and that's from the review section of the Guardian newspaper. So he's kind of playing with it, but it's upside down. It's sort of embedded in there, but it's not really important. This is abstraction. This is kind of formal play.
When visitors come to an exhibition such as this one, do you think that they don't spend enough time? I saw this earlier, obviously. I never realized that it spells review backwards.
No. I mean, I'm pointing it out to you just to explain his use of materials and the way that he approaches it. But everybody brings their own thoughts to the work on show.
Now, walking through the exhibition, I observed a few visitors. And this group was one of many that were desperately searching for the message that the author of a painting with a row of dots on a white background was trying to convey. Many of us have yet to warm up to abstract art. If it fails to clearly state what it is, or requires a little more imagination than is usual, it gains little appreciation. But in many cases, a little patience is all that's required. With me now is Paul Harrison, whose piece 66.86 is on show here. And you know what? I'll just let you explain what it's all about.
Okay. The video projection shows a corner of a manufactured room, a room that we made within our studio space. The room is painted a kind of very light blue. And when the video opens, you see a crisscrossing of the space with white ropes that run through a series of pulleys. So it's whereas on screen it looks like half a dozen ropes, there's actually just one piece of rope. And as the video progresses, that length of rope, the 66.86 metres, is pulled through the space. Initially, the rope is just pure white, and you gradually see black sections being pulled through the space. And over the course of 3 minutes, this, you can just hear it starting going there, this whole piece of rope is pulled through the space, and at the end, a drawing of an image of a chair is produced.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh.
That's a chair.
Yeah.
Don't you think that you should have a sign here saying, wait for the entire 3 minutes to see the end product?
I think part of the amusing thing for me is it's really all about the build-up to this final thing, and then everything makes sense. And it's really great for me to watch people's faces when they see the kind of the surprise, the element at the end. And then it all kind of fits. And quite often I'll watch people just watch 20 seconds of it and then wander off. And you want to kind of tap them on the shoulder and say no, but you watch it to the end. But I think it's a reward for people that have the patience to watch it.
But don't you think that modern artists would be more popular if they would actually explain their work a little bit more? Not everyone has, you know, has that patience or that imagination that they need to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the problem with explaining the work too much is that it becomes too one-dimensional in a way, in that you don't allow the viewer then to bring their own interpretation to the work or their own experience and what it reminds them of and their own history. And I wouldn't really want to control that anymore. I think we view the viewer as an intelligent individual who is capable of making their own decisions, their own interpretations of the work. And I think if you try and explain it too much, it can end up becoming like, in a way, like a TV commercial. You know, it has a mission to sell or communicate a singular idea. And I like the fact that it's much more open.